Hello, everybody.
Are we starting?
Right now.
Oh, hi.
Welcome.
Welcome back.
To Blanket Talk.
Blanket Talk, Talk, Talk.
We're back in the room. Me, Spencer.
Me, Wyatt.
We're back here to talk about whatever comes to our brains at the moment, as well as a couple things, a little stops along the way.
Uh-huh. As usual.
How'd you like last episode?
Great. Loved it.
What was your favorite part?
When we talked about not trains. Well, you talked about trains. I talked about your car.
So you didn't listen to it.
Why do you always bring this up?
Because I hate you because you don't listen to our podcast.
Christmas break, I'm just going to sit down, my cup of tea, and my cozy teddy bear or something. What do people listen to podcasts with? I don't know.
And you're going to listen to all of them?
Christmas Day. I'm just going to block out my family.
Wow.
And listen to you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Fun fact about last episode, it was exactly an hour long. I didn't mean to cut it that.
Whoa.
But it was 1 hour, 0 minutes, 0 seconds.
No way.
Yes way.
Like not on purpose?
Nope. I brought some chocolate chips here as a little pick-me-up.
Oh, wow.
I'll put them right there. You can just chomp away at them. They've been in my hand for a bit, but.
That's fine.
They're probably still good. Because chocolate chips are just little pick-me-ups.
Yeah. I feel so much more energized.
Mm-hmm. It's like a straight man's drug.
I'm not even going to open this can of worms.
No reason to delay this one, Wyatt. Let's get straight into trains.
Okay, sure. Let's do it.
What do we do this week?
You decided, it was an excellent idea, and we switched it up a bit, and we watched some episodes from one of our favorite TV shows as children. Mm-hmm. Thomas the goddamn kids.
That's right.
The gosh darn tank engine.
Well, that's right. I found a YouTube video. Mm-hmm. That was the entire first season.
Yeah.
It was 2.5 hours long, I think.
We made it.
And so I said, no. Let's listen to like 45 minutes of it. Let's watch it.
Yeah.
How'd you enjoy it? We watched 40 minutes.
I think we fit in about 7 episodes in 40 minutes.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we didn't want to start another one because we were 7 in and yeah.
It was getting, you know, we kind of got the picture. There's the tank engines, they push carts around.
Yeah, what do you think the plot was
of
faces.
It? Basically, something bad would happen in the episode and then it would end.
You nailed it.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
You nailed exactly what would happen.
They would never, like, resolve the problem. Or they would, and then it would just, like, no one would be happy.
Yeah. I didn't enjoy watching it at all.
No?
I had a couple laughs.
Like the one?
They were pretty morbid. But overall, I would say no, I definitely did not enjoy watching Thomas the Tank Engine.
One episode?
My first notes that I got here.
Oh, you got
is yeah, that right. Ringo Starr narrated it.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
I didn't know that one.
He didn't do
a
very good job.
What?
He didn't.
I mean, like, he's Ringo, though.
I mean, he's literally the only voice in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And
doesn't really make an effort to.
No.
No.
The only time when he gave an effort was when he was making his choo-choos.
And his poo-poos.
Thomas goes, choo-choo, in relief.
And Gordon goes, poo-poo, in sadness. Like, what?
Yeah, and I got a little bit of a satisfaction of all their British terms, you know, cheeky and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Episode one went straight into it with Thomas and Gordon.
Yeah. Two blue tank engines.
Two blue tank engines, one larger than the other.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what that one was about.
I don't really remember. Oh, wait. Thomas was bugging Gordon, and Gordon was trying to sleep, but Thomas kept annoying him, and then the episode ended.
Yeah, it was something real dumb. It was real bad. Do you remember episode two? It's something about Edward. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
When they first introduced
Edward.
He's
the other blue engine.
Yeah, god damn. So we're 2 episodes in. They've introduced 3 blue
tank engines
with red stripes.
Yeah, no, at the end of the episode. Okay, the only difference between Edward and Thomas is that he doesn't have red stripes. And at the end of the episode, for a reward that something Edward did, they're like, and he's going to get a fresh coat of paint with red stripes.
And we're like, God damn it. Because the only way that you can tell them apart is because they have like a one or a two. They didn't give any character tropes or anything to these trains, really.
They have the same face.
Yeah, they have the same face. What I got is that Thomas is a big bitch.
Yeah.
He's just like a complainer.
A big baby for those younger.
He's a big complainer. He can't really do all that much. He doesn't have that much responsibility. And overall, he's just a big complainer.
Yeah.
Edward.
Pretty friendly chap.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I mean, but he kind of looked like Thomas, so sometimes I thought he was Thomas.
I didn't pick up on anything because he just like constantly couldn't. I couldn't figure out if he was Thomas or Edward because they'd say Edward. And I have a note here that says, who the is Edward?
Who the what is Edward?
Can you read that?
It's a T, no, an F. And then there's two little stars, and then there's two lines.
It's a K. Who the is Edward?
My writing's worse.
Episode 3 came along. I think episode 3 was the high point.
Really?
Episode 3 was Henry in the tunnel.
Right. Awesome. Basically. Go ahead.
We first have to say that there's the conductors, but then there's the main...
Mr. Topham. Mr. Topham Hat.
They called him Mr. Sir Topham Hat.
And guess what he wears on his head?
What does he wear?
A top hat.
Sir Topham Hat. This guy was born with the last name Hat. His parents think, what should we name him? What should we name him? Topham? Probably.
Probably, yeah.
Topham Hat. God damn it. Henry is our...
Jokesters.
Henry was the green.
Yeah, he's the first engine of a different color. Apparently the writers figured out that there's more than one color.
Mm-hmm. By episode 3.
On the color spectrum.
We can't really tell these trains apart because we give them the same face.
Yeah.
Which were hilarious, by the way.
Yeah, they were quite funny faces. Like the polar eyes.
Just to give a quick synopsis of what this... how this was shot and how it's presented. It's live action.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I should call it. I was expecting stop animation. Was not.
Is there a difference?
Yeah. Okay. Stop animation, you take a picture, leave the camera in the same spot, you change what you move the... it?
Oh, okay.
Like, you know Wallace and Gromit?
Clay, there's a dog.
Yeah, that's all stop.
Bald
stop
man with no friends. Oh, <his dog. laughs> and like, they have lots of inventions.
That dog was
and the
cool
dog
though.
Is smarter than him.
Yeah.
He has big teeth.
And yeah, then it's these model train sets, and they put these trains on it, and those are their characters, and then they give them different faces for different emotions, and then their eyes can move, and then they can...
do they move the eyes?
Yeah, and they're like little electric engines, and they can blow steam to really bring the set to life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That steam really brought the set to life.
Along with the little wooden people.
And then Ringo Starr just narrates everything.
Monotone.
Absolutely everything. In a British monotone voice.
But episode 3, what do they do? What happens to Percy?
Henry.
Oh, man.
The opener was Henry going along, just chugging with a group of like three carousel extras with people in them, I presume.
Yep. Little wooden people.
And it's a nice shot of a lake that he's going past, and the lake clearly has some raindrops going into it, so it's starting to rain.
I think someone's like fluttering it, maybe with some...
Yeah, who knows how they did it?
Spaghetti or something?
Who knew how they did that rain?
Invisible spaghetti.
It was
well done.
Cinematic genius at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then he obviously was not happy about that rain, and he comes up to a tunnel. Mm-hmm. He then goes into that tunnel, stops, and stays there.
Poo-poo.
Poo-poo, he said. I'm not going anywhere.
I don't want to get my paint wet.
I don't want to ruin this paint.
These engines and their paint. God.
Yeah, and they keep repainting them too.
Yeah.
And then basically the rest of the episode was people just being like, Henry, get the hell out of that tunnel.
They try pushing him. Well, not Mr. Sir Topham, because his doctor says it's bad for his health, because he's a larger gentleman.
Yeah. Topham Hat is a larger gentleman, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then what do? They just walk him in there.
They pull him, and they push him, and he's just like, I'm not going anywhere, you guys.
So they're like, that's it. We're taking the tracks away, and we're building a wall, and you're staying in the tunnel.
Yeah.
And that's what they do.
Yeah, and so they had this shot of them taking up the tracks in front of them, right? Because, like, that's going to help. It doesn't do anything. And then they put a barricade there, and then they just start building a wall, like a brick wall, yeah, right in front of his freaking face.
And then they just leave him, and the episode ends.
That's where it ends.
Yeah, it's just like, all right, serves him right.
It ended with a shot of his face, and his brick wall right... right underneath his eyes.
Jaunty.
He's super... Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Can you imagine being a little kid and just like, that's it. You don't see the next episode?
He just looks super sad. He's like in prison. And you're like... Da,
da, da, da, da. Music starts coming on. You're like, wait, what? Is
and
it
then
over?
Ends.
I mean, like, you're watching that as a kid. You don't see the next episode. It's awful.
Yeah. That was probably the biggest laugh that we got.
That was hilarious.
Just because he looked dun, so dun, sad. Dun, dun, dun. Da, 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 da.
Oh, man.
Episode 4, my first note, music is still dope.
Yeah, it was good music.
My favorite part of it. And Henry gets out, and Gordon sucks. That's what I wrote. Gordon stopped working.
He blew his safety valve.
Yeah, because he sucks.
Yeah.
And they brought Henry out. They took down...
They tried to get Edward to push him, and he was too weak.
Yeah.
They didn't even bother with Thomas, because everyone knows he's just a whiny little baby.
Yeah, they brought Thomas into this so little. So little was Thomas in these 7 episodes. Thomas the Tank Engine? I mean, it's supposed to be like Thomas and Friends.
Not as little as James was.
Yeah, freaking James.
I totally remembered James's name from when I was a child.
Which is super weird to me.
I was like, that red engine there? I was telling Spencer, that's James in the second episode. Like, and, like, every episode leading up to it, they just show this red engine go by, and they don't tell you who it is.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Until the 7th episode.
Like, how do you know that? They didn't say his name. You're like, I know it.
I know it. I remember. It was awesome.
So, yeah, Henry got out the next episode, which, you know, was... I was hoping that they didn't, because that would be really funny.
Yeah.
Because they kept passing by him, and then, you know, Thomas would... choo-choo.
Oh, yeah, there
was Thomas would pass by him in his little prison, and then he would choo-choo something nice.
Yeah, and then Gordon.
No, yeah, and then Gordon would come around and poo-poo something mean.
Yeah, poo-poo. Shouldn't have been such a
you deserve
baby.
This.
This is your fault.
And then I basically just have a little summary of each episode after that. Episode 5, Thomas takes off without the cars. He finally gets to pull his cars, and he goes, and he's like I said, he's a big bitch? Is that
baby,
right?
Baby.
He's on. A big bitch.
Baby.
And sorry. And somebody couldn't pull the train, so he got to, and he forgot the
he
carriages.
Forgot the trains.
He forgot them.
God, what a dummy.
And
he's just like, this is real easy.
Yeah, and this is easy. I'm going so fast.
No shoot.
And then he ended up pulling... the trains after he forgot them, and then Topham Hatt says, "You're just too eager to get out of here, Thomas. You got to keep practicing, and one day you might be a useful tank engine." And then
right
it
now
ends.
You're not.
And then it absolutely ends right there. Da 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 da.
Oh my god!
Episode 6, Thomas pulls. Gosh. Episode 6, Thomas pulls coal or something.
Yeah, I don't even know what happened in that episode. I was getting pretty bored by then.
Yeah, I know. It's just, like, blurring. Episode 7, James gets off the track.
They bring him in.
Yeah, because the coal are mean.
The nasty carts.
Yeah, and apparently they can...
Mischievous.
These coal carts apparently have little engines and brakes in them.
Yeah.
And they literally push James until he goes around a corner and falls off the track.
Boom, explosion.
James the Tank Engine, the red one, is literally full brakes, and these carts, they're
sparks.
Just carts, yeah, are pushing him until he falls off.
And they got these mean little looks on their faces. Like,
and then,
yeah.
And then who knows what the hell happened after that. I'm assuming they got James up. I mean,
James
I was there.
Trains. Yeah.
And then they ended it sad somehow.
Yeah.
Somebody lipping off Thomas again. So you're useful. So one day you're going to be useful, Thomas. One day.
But not today.
I hope we don't have to do that again.
Blast of the past.
But I'm probably going to make us.
We still love those
Because
episodes.
When I first came up with the idea to watch Thomas the Tank Engine,
Thomas
I went to
Steam
I went to
Tank?
No.
Thomas the Tank Steam?
Come on. We just watched like 40 minutes of it. Thomas the Tank Engine.
I'm kidding.
You're so good at kidding.
Thomas the...
Because when I first went to Netflix to see if Thomas the Tank Engine was on it, it was on there all right. Not the TV show, but 48 movies.
One of these movies was two and a half hours long.
Yeah. Most of them were around 40 minutes, but there were 48 Thomas the Tank Engine specials on there.
Yeah, it was insane.
You want to get...
What?
Do you want to get through all of them?
Should we just explain? Because we did watch them all. Should we explain what happens in the synopsis?
No.
Okay. But there was this other show on Netflix, Chuggington.
I thought was so dumb.
It looked really dumb. It was about trains, too.
It looked better than Thomas the Tank Engine, though.
They might be 10,000 tons, but sometimes even the biggest friends can be fun, too, or something. I don't know.
You just memorize the synopsis of Chuggington.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Who came up with the name Chuggington? That's stupid.
That's a really bad name.
That's so bad. I can come up with a better name.
Right now?
Right now.
Chuggington the Tank Steam Engine.
Steve the Steam Engine. There.
That's better.
Yeah.
That is, honestly, that's better. I mean, it's a low bar, but you went over it by far. Choo choo.
Oh, yeah.
Poo poo.
Ellen the electric hover train. I'd watch it.
Yeah.
But we're going to get back to research next week.
Yeah.
We had it easy.
Our regular
this week.
Scheduled programming.
Yeah. We had it easy this week. We just had a Theron.
We just watched some cartoons.
Hardly cartoons.
It's
probably
videos.
Not a cartoon. It's probably not considered a cartoon, hey?
I think it was put on
it doesn't have any animated parts.
Yeah, it's true. Because is that, I don't know.
It came out like 1982.
Put on by like the Trains District, Train Company of England. Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You looking forward to your trip?
Oh my God, am I ever.
I don't know I'm going to be for Halloween. Are you bringing something for your trip?
I could bring a costume. There's a Banfield. I'm going to Banfield on the West Coast from Wednesday to Sunday. There's a Banfield barn dance. We have to bring a costume. And it's $20 to get in.
What?
It's pretty prestigious. Prestigious.
In Banfield?
Yeah.
That's just going to be a lot of old people. You know that, right?
And it's a school trip. So like.
So what you got to do is you got to dress really like scantily and like.
Oh my God.
Like you show up and you're just like a slutty nurse or something like that. And there's all these Banfield
slutty
oldies.
Tree.
Oh, my bark's falling off. I think that'd be hilarious. And then there's going to be all like the six people in your class that are probably not going to bring costumes.
Yeah.
No one else is gonna wanna going to want to spend $20 to go to a barn. That's stupid.
Put on by the fire department, I think. So you know it's going to be.
Oh, that's going to be a hot party.
Because fires are hot. Nice.
Uh-huh.
That's what you come to this podcast for. Jokes like these.
Jesus. Jokes like these.
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
my goodness.
It's going to be a good time. We're going to do some beach combing, some hiking, some rainforest walks, some boat rides.
Yeah.
No kayaking.
What?
I know. It's kind of lame.
All right. There's that's a little weird.
Interpretation. Got to look at all the animal species.
Yeah.
Flora and the fauna.
Cool. Yeah. You know when we went a couple days ago out with our friends Heather, Carly, and Alana?
Yep.
How'd you enjoy that?
That was fun. It was really good to see them.
Yep. I totally agree. I didn't know they were in town. Now we know.
Now we know.
We have more people to hang out with.
Yeah. Thank God. I mean, not that this isn't fun.
And yeah, you know how Carly invited me to go down to Victoria with her?
Yeah, for Halloween.
Thursday.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna drive down Thursday. There's a DJ there, DJ Sticky Buds. It's like Sticky Buns, but it's Sticky Buds. We're gonna go to District for that. Go to that for
it's
Friday.
Not like
we're gonna
sticky
go for that. It is like
buns.
No, it's.
I mean, yeah, but that's the same. Like that's like saying fire truck is the same as fire building.
Nope. That was wrong.
That's the same as sticky butts and sticky buns.
No. Bud. Oh. Buds.
Are you sure?
Sticky buds.
It sounds like fun.
D-Z.
With a name like that, you know it's going
to
be
sticky buds. I've listened to some of his stuff, and I'm fine with it.
It's got to balance out.
Yeah.
Bad name. Good music.
Just like Skrillex.
Yeah.
Skrillex is such a good name.
Oh, excellent name.
But yeah, she invited me to go down, and she was like really adamant. She's like really wanted me to go down with her. Like, oh, I mean, I guess so. I've never really been to like a DJ, like specifically go for a DJ or go to a music festival or anything like that, a concert. So I was looking forward to it, and then I was wondering if it was just gonna be the two of us, and I just kind of texted her like, hey, am I driving? She said, yeah. My sister's in Port Alberni with a car, so I don't have a car. And so, you know, like, she invited me, but she didn't have a car,
she
and I did.
Invited your car. Yeah. No.
She invited me, but I had a car.
We should all go to that other thing that they were talking about.
What, Halloween?
At the Waverly. I'll actually be here.
At the Waverly?
Oh, that band. Who is it? I have one of their songs.
The
Joy District.
I'd never heard of them before.
Oh, really? I remember their song.
Is it going to be on Wing Night? Because I want to go on Wing Night.
That's not at the Waverly. There's only Lucky Night at the Waverly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm thinking of something else.
Oh, okay.
The Cumberland place.
The Waverly is in Cumberland.
Damn, it's far to go to Cumberland, though. Like, I have to drive back.
You can drive us, though.
Oh, can I drive us? Man, am I even a person anymore? Or am I just a person with a car?
I mean, it was your choice.
Am I just an object with a car?
You're not an
object.
Am I
nothing but a taxi driver to everybody?
You're still a person.
No, I look forward to going down. I'm really happy that Carly invited me and everything like that.
It'd be fun.
And then we both work at Friday. So the DJ's on Thursday night. It ends at 2. We then both have to work at Friday. I have to work at 10. She has to work at 11.
In the morning? In
so
the a.m.?
So we're driving back 3 hours from Victoria.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I finish work at 5. And then either Friday night or Saturday morning, I'm going back to Victoria for Halloween.
You should just call your boss and say, can I switch shifts with someone?
Yeah, I don't care. I don't mind.
It's a lot of driving.
Yeah, but there's kind of like just the other two guys, and if I don't work those shifts, then they're just going to have to work like
yeah.
A lot. So I'm cool with it.
It'll be good.
Yep. It'll all work out.
That's fun. I'll be watching birds.
Yeah.
And sea mammals.
I look forward to mammals. Totally hearing about it.
I will totally tell you about it.
You better go to that barn thing and dress scantily.
I'm totally going to be a sexy tree.
Yes. And you can get
don't
all
catch me leafing branches. I can't really think of any puns right now.
Yeah, it was a baddie. But you can just get all the trees and stuff from like all the branches and stuff there.
Yeah.
Just like don't bring anything and go in the nude and then just cover yourself up. like you're Adam from Adam and Eve.
From Adam and Eve? You're saying that's like a TV show or something?
Well, yeah, it's from the book.
Oh yeah, yeah. The book. What's it called? The Quran or something? I don't remember.
No, I think it's like the
oh, it's the other one.
Yeah, I think it's like the Muslim one.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, wait.
Oh, no, Hindus.
No, the Japanese guys?
Yeah, samurai.
Mm-hmm.
Culturally appropriate.
Wanna move on to the dialogue?
Yeah.
You mean yeah?
I mean, I guess so.
You mean, why? I put effort into these.
Why would I say that? Why would I talk to myself? It makes no sense. What I meant to say, Spencer, was I would really, really, I mean, okay, let's just do it.
All right, yeah, this one's a little bit different from the rest. We'll talk about it once it's finished. But here it comes. Enjoy.
Three.
Two.
Three.
One.
Three.
Zero.
Three.
Hi, my name's Tom Tianto. Have you ever been tired of those dirty, dirty showers? Well, I've got the product for you! That's right, it's called a wet towel. That's right, it's called a wet towel. You take your towel and you put it around yourself, and it's a wet towel, and you dry yourself off with this, with the wet towel. It avoids everything like the dirty showers. You see, what we do is we send you a towel, and then we give you instructions on how to wet that towel, and then you put it around yourself, and you are clean! Just like that, you're clean with our wet towel, that's right. With this one-time, three-time, I don't know how many times special offer, we're going to send you two towels for the same price. And how much is that price? $27.99, just four extra payments! Ah! Come and get your extra towel, your wet towel. I know how much you hate that shower, that shower just standing there. We're going to send you a towel, okay? And you're going to get that towel around yourself, and you're going to get nice and dry, wet. Some of you might say, what's this towel about? What makes it a different towel than a regular towel? The thing that makes it a special towel is that it's a Thomas Tianto towel, and that means something to somebody, I bet. So just come on in and order yourself a wet towel. You'll feel cleaner than you ever have with those dirty showers. Get rid of that shower. Just get a towel and wet it. But get our towel, because it's a special wet towel. Come and get your towel!
Three.
Nice.
Woo! Oh, you know what? I just wish I could capture my laughter for the people. That was really funny.
That was my second time hearing it as well, and I laughed.
That was really good.
Yeah.
You're laughing all the way through.
And we listened to the alpha version of it, so it was very early.
As opposed to the quadra version.
What?
I mean, what?
Alpha, beta, final.
Alpha, beta,
point one. Product point one.
Delta, yellow,
echo,
gecko,
foxtrot.
G. All right. F.
I need you to.
Igloo.
I need you to tell me the letters, and I'm going to tell you the. Indigo.
J-R-O.
Jane.
Calypso.
Kilo. Okay, you just do the letters.
Lemon.
No, you just do the letters, because I actually know them.
No, I know them too.
No, you're telling me.
I do know them.
Lima.
Mango.
Milo. Maybe.
Narcotics.
Neon.
Orangutan.
I don't know. Oh.
Where are we even trying to go to? Q. Orangutan.
Q?
Because quadra.
Quartz.
No. We have to go all the way there.
No, I give up. No, I'm out. I'm out.
What's oh?
I'm out.
Feed me your brain.
Opera.
Okay. Are you sure?
No.
Piano.
No, stop.
We're almost there. We're one letter away. We're literally one letter.
Piccolo.
Really?
No.
Quadra. From alpha to quadra. Just like that.
We made it.
I mean, at this point, we should just finish. We're so close.
No, stop it. But yeah, that.
What were we even saying?
I bet you 0% of listeners right now are gonna get what that's from.
What's from?
My dialogue. We're talking dialogue.
Oh, yeah, right? I'm at 0% as well.
Mm-hmm. Because I told you to watch a TV show that's really popular now. And they do that style of commercial.
I mean, I totally remember because I watched that TV show you told me to
watch.
And
that TV show is Rick and Morty. Nice.
That was like almost.
So that was a Rick and Morty inspired dialogue.
Uh-huh.
I really like their style with their commercials because they literally just go in there drunk and then they come up with things and it sounds just like that, but they're really creative with it. You know, they just have like really, really stupid products.
I have like one question for you though.
Hit me up with it.
Like, where would I get one of these wet towels?
Oh, I can send you some.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And is the price really $27.99?
For easy payments.
That's really good.
Yeah. Of
That's a real good deal.
Of $27.99.
That's like $7.50 a month.
No, it's, or every two and a half months. It's four payments of that.
It got me. Usually I think I can outsmart those commercials. They got me with that one.
Yeah, so that one was not even written. That was just me ad-libbing it the entire time. I basically went in there, sat down, and thought, what's a hilarious product? I'm like, a wet towel. Just spewed. Yeah, spewed it.
A wet towel. You gotta get your wet towel. It was awesome. Mm-hmm.
And I definitely enjoyed doing that. I was kind of wanting to do...
That's like a 13.7 out of 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even...
You should improvise more often.
Thanks. I gotta need some more to go with it. We can improvise something whenever we want.
Yeah.
Start us off. Father! Father, are you okay? Oh my goodness!
What does it look like, sonny?
Oh god, that's crushing your lungs!
There's a dang good stop sign sticking out of my dang god nervous!
How did you do that, Father?
Well, I don't know!
Oh my, you were driving at like 5 miles an hour! How did you do that?
My tricycle!
You were riding your bike at like 5 miles an hour!
That's right!
How did you get impaled by a goddamn stop sign?
It's the government!
Oh my god! It's the government?
Taxation.
Oh.
In my day, you would be impaled.
Just don't
going up and downhill.
Just don't talk, Grandpa. I'm gonna get someone to help. That one was deep.
Yeah, good.
That brought in a lot of different elements.
Like the
wheezing. The government.
Yeah.
Taxation.
Government.
Old people being clumsy.
Taxation.
Young people being impotent.
Young people being imps?
Impotent.
I like that.
Yeah, it's the opposite of competent.
I never even thought of it that way. Holy cow. If you could see my eyebrows right now, they just shot up.
Whoa!
Both at once.
Like you're on a goddamn cartoon show.
Yeah, like Thomas the Tank Engine's eyebrows, in fact.
Not at all. It's a live action. Live action thing.
Like life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all LARPing is. Life is just life. It was LARPing.
LARPing?
LARPing. Live action role-playing.
Oh, I know what that is.
Yeah.
That's with those plastic swords and
well,
you hit each other.
Foam swords.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I kind of want to see people actually do it, because I know they're just going to look like big idiots.
Big babies.
You know? Because when I imagine people fighting in the medieval ages, I imagine what I know from movies, right? People like lunging at each other and people like blocking and parrying and like
people
big...
like Robin Hood.
Yeah, and like there would be an actual good sword fight, and I'm sure that's a thing. But it wasn't like that, you know? It was just big idiots with big dumb swords just swinging at each other. Maybe they hit each other's sword, or maybe they
by
swing
accident.
Through and they hit their chainmail or their plate armor.
And it hurts.
No, it doesn't hurt. Nothing happens. It's just like steel on steel.
Are you serious?
You literally have to stab somebody.
That would hurt.
And nobody's just going to let somebody stab you, so you're obviously going to be stabbed from behind.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be shot with an arrow.
Crossbow. Right through the armor.
Yeah. Or like the eyeball. That'd be awful.
Oh, God.
Eesh. Yeah. It's some pretty serious stuff.
Some junk in the trunk. Even though.
I'm ready to whip some ideas out on you here.
About the podcast?
Are you ready for them?
Yep.
I wrote these down Monday.
Today's Tuesday.
So I wrote them down yesterday.
Wait, is it Wednesday? No, it's Tuesday.
I say this every podcast, but this time I really mean it. This is our best shot. These are my best ideas.
Okay.
To get us to the top.
You know what would really help us get to the top?
What's that?
If we actually did some of these ideas apart from talking about them. Like, for instance, we should do something that you said last week.
Name one. I did last week.
We should, oh my god, but we came up with one on Saturday.
I don't remember it.
We should do an episode drunk.
Oh, absolutely.
That would be
why.
So awesome.
Yeah, within the next like 2 weeks.
One. Yeah, whose idea was that? That was someone's. It was Heather's.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Probably. Because we were drinking at the time. It would have been a good idea. But yeah, we'll definitely do that. It's just a little bit tricky because... always on Tuesdays or Thursdays.
I guess it's the middle of the day.
Yeah, and I also have like squash or hockey after every time.
We'll have to do a special episode at a special time.
Yeah, we can just record it at a special time. I'm totally good with that.
Yeah, it'd be good.
But here come my four ideas. And I want to say again, these are my favorite ideas that I've had so far. Each one of them. Each one of them tops the charts. And I came out with
better,
them.
And this one's
I came out with them within 10 minutes.
Wow.
Of work.
That's because you're really smart.
This one's great. We can start a pyramid scheme of hosting our podcast, right? Here's the idea behind this one.
All right.
Everybody wants views online. Everybody's fighting for them, right?
I just want to play with the screw.
I know you're playing with the screw and it's bothering me.
All right, I'll stop.
If we host the podcast, we get two people to then host it on their sites. They get views. Their views then translate up to us. We get their views. They then go off to two other people. Those people below them get views on by hosting their site.
Okay.
It then goes up to the people on stage two, and then they rack up points.
Wait.
And it also racks up to stage one. It keeps going and going.
No,
we're on a pyramid scheme of views here. They see our the advertisers see our views. They say, "Holy shit! Do you see how many views these guys have?"
Uh-huh.
We now have a pyramid scheme of views.
Wait, so like. Am I correct in guessing that this is on the internet?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And it's not illegal or anything.
Wait, are they watching our thing or are we watching their thing? Are they making something that we're watching or are we making something
No,
that
they're
watching?
Just linking ours directly. So we make our podcast. They then...
On the internet.
Yeah, they then grab a podcast and put it on their site.
On the internet.
They get... Yeah, it's all on the internet. And then they get views on their site.
Which is
but
on
then,
the internet.
Yeah, then they get the views as well as it translating up to our views.
And it's all happening on the internet.
Every last bit of it. Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Here comes number two. This one we might legitimately do.
Okay.
Because it's exciting.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, for real.
Like better than doing it drunk? Better than that?
I think there's a worse chance that we're going to be doing this than us doing it drunk.
No.
Because us doing it drunk is like 100%.
I have like a 5-day weekend coming up.
Do you really?
In a couple weeks, I just learned today. Yeah, it's awesome.
Like over Christmas?
No, like before Christmas. Like not this week and then not next week, but the week after. Because the next week we're like working straight through the weekend for like 6 days straight.
That really confuses me because you guys, it's not like a really, taxing course that you guys are taking. Like you guys don't need that much of a break.
No, we're doing like this 1 week, we're doing 6 days straight, 8 hours each day of wilderness first aid.
So a job.
What?
You're doing a job.
No, like we're learning the course. It's a lot of information. We're doing 6 days straight. We're going through Saturday, Sunday.
Well, I look forward to your times off.
Yeah.
Because you're going to come to me. I'm like, I'm so bored.
Let's film a drunk podcast.
Let's film it.
Shoot it. Let's
record it.
On the internet. Record it. That's the word.
Here comes number two.
All right. Wait, you didn't even... Oh, okay. Sorry.
We can hide treasure. We can hide it. We can bury it. We can hide it. Whatever. Then every episode, we say another hint of its whereabouts.
Okay. Here's the problem. I really like it. I like the idea. The problem is... I don't own anything valuable. So.
What?
Nor do I have any money. I'm a student.
No, we don't need money.
I spent all my money on schools. I took math.
What?
And
we
it
don't
cost
need
money.
We don't need money to hide, all right?
You literally said treasure.
We need gold. We need diamonds. We need emeralds.
I don't have these
things. We need
things.
Crowns.
Do like marbles count?
We need swords embedded and embossed.
Embossed. You. I mean, like, I love it. It's a really good idea, but like,
thank you.
It's gonna have to come out of your pay.
We're gonna have like one person that's actually gonna start.
Someone would maybe donate to Spencer and Wyatt
PayPal.com.
Dot whatever.
Please.
Come on.
Please, our PayPal.
We're gonna buy diamonds and emeralds and embossed.
I've been
swords.
Checking hourly.
Yeah, I've been checking minutely.
Right, because we need that money that second.
Yeah.
And
secondly,
nobody's donating.
I mean, not secondly, but like, you know.
Right? I'm not begging, all right? I'm coming after you and threatening you.
Do it.
Do it now.
Oh, wait, that's a thing, right? Do it. Just do it.
Do it. Just do it.
Who's the Transformers guy?
Sheldon.
Sheldon? No.
Nope. Transformers?
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg?
No. Transformers, the original Transformers guy.
Oh, Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Do it! Just do it! Don't let your dreams be dreams!
Just do it.
Do it!
Yeah.
Yesterday you said tomorrow. Tomorrow you said yesterday. Let's do it!
Today you say tomorrow.
Yesterday you said today. Today you say tomorrow. Do it!
So today we say yesterday. Do it! Yeah, that guy.
Out of the four, and these four have topped the charts of my best ideas.
Wait, we all have
this
one two.
Is number one.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right. Didn't you say that about the last one?
No.
That one's one of my better favorite. Than the others.
Yeah, so like that one was probably number two.
Okay.
We can convert every podcast that we recorded and are going to record into text, right? We then make it into a book. We then publish that book, get onto the New York Times bestsellers. Here's the best part of this plan. Okay? We're on the New York Times bestsellers. People want to read this book. They also want to listen to this book. They then go and download the audio
From
the internet. And we already have that goddamn recorded, Wyatt.
Oh my God.
We have already recorded the audiobook right now.
This is the audiobook.
Yeah.
Right now.
And
right here.
Right. Everything we're saying is being recorded and then converted into text.
Half the work's already done.
It's insane, Wyatt.
That's amazing.
If we automate this entire process.
And like the rest of it's easy. New York Times bestsellers list.
Yeah. It's insane how good this idea is.
I like it.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's start right now.
I agree.
Let's go back to episode one. And then I'll write down a couple sentences and you write them down and we're golden. Not really. We don't have anything valuable. Spencer and Wyatt, paypal.com.
Oh, love it. Finally, number four.
Uh-huh.
We can set ourselves up on a hot dating site.
Oh, okay.
And like a lot of hot dating sites.
Like
Tinder.
Plenty of Fish.
Grindr.
Something called Grindr? Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a gay thing.
Oh, that's
it's like
bad.
It's like four gay people, and then the gay people go up, and then they I don't know, grind.
Oh, this is I feel not good. I feel like
no,
we're
it's
being awful.
It's all right because we set ourselves up as a woman on all these hot dating sites, right? Match, I don't know any
.com?
Other what
match.com.
Yeah. Isn't that what I said?
It's on the internet.
We then make a very, very attractive profile, right?
Okay.
We're successful. We're beautiful.
We like right? skiing.
Our brother wants to do everything with you,
we
right? Our
eat
parents.
Yogurt.
Yeah, we're.
Parfaits.
Our parents are very lovable.
We like the internet.
We like all the sports that you're into.
We eat food.
We play games.
We are golden.
We're into that dirty sex stuff.
Literally golden. We're rolling in it. We're Daffy Duck swimming in a pool of money. Or Grumpy Duck or whoever it was.
And then on that super attractive page that we've set up on these hot dating sites. Us.
The problem is
we
would
say
have
two
that- heads. Okay, never mind. I realize now that would be a problem. It would be normal.
We say that we're a listener to this podcast, and it's a must that the people listen to this podcast.
It's our favorite show.
Yeah, it's our favorite, right? We're diehards about this. And then we set up a ton of dates with a ton of dudes. Or girls if it's Grindr.
Okay, hold on. Is the point to set up dates with dudes or to get our awareness out about our podcast?
Oh, we don't show up for the dates.
Oh, okay. So we're just...
Yeah, because when they show up for the dates, they've already listened to all of these podcasts.
I need something to watch. I'm so sad.
I guess I'm already into this podcast. I'm gonna keep listening.
Because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know where that idea came from? You're gonna really like this. I legitimately thought about doing this, right? But I didn't. But I still may. Anybody can feel free to take it because it's, again, genius. Right? This is what I wanted to do. You know Tinder.
Not really, but is this a swiping one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Swipe one direction if you like them.
It,
swipe the other way if you don't like them. If you guys swipe, that you guys both like each other and you get a chat.
God.
I haven't used it. But I've heard great things.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's like the worst. It's like mankind just taking a huge step back. No, it's fine.
No, it's all right. It's just like quick dating. Like some people use it to hook up.
Okay.
Some people use it for long relationships. Like Spencer Lapp and Katya.
Did they meet on that?
They did. And they are super happy.
Are you for serious with me?
Super serious.
Like I don't care if you're super serious, but are you for serious?
I am really serious. He was swiping through and then he saw this cute blonde that had that was holding up a fish in one of her pictures.
And he
likes
fish.
That she had caught. And he said, well, this one's a keeper.
So he swiped to
and
the
he,
left. Or whatever.
He swiped to the direction that he liked.
Yeah.
And then he cast out that line and he hooked her and he reeled her, and seriously? He reeled her in. Yeah.
Not, that should not be in part of dating 101. Do not try to hook a girl with a fishing rod. But I don't know, I guess it worked for him, but like, I think generally.
I don't think that's very common.
It's a bad idea.
But my idea was to make an account as a woman. Right. And I'm going to find a picture of a girl.
This feels slightly like the last idea.
It is.
Okay.
But you'll hear it in a second.
All right.
Are
we still on the internet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're over the web.
All right.
What does WWW stand for?
Wyatt Wonderful Woman. No.
Oh, all right. You're so close.
It's the World Wide Web. I'm not a dummy.
You surprise me every time, Wyatt.
I know things. I went to school. I took university. I took math. There's things in my head.
Yeah. So I'd be on the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Specifically over the Wi-Fi, specifically on a phone, specifically on Tinder as a woman. Grindr's the one for,
wasn't it,
for
like,
hooking up gay people. For the same
Why do they have a separate one?
Because.
Bugs me.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. It's just like a way for, it's just an area for everyone to go to.
Okay.
But my idea was that I set up this account as a woman, and the picture that I would use, like the pictures that I would use, right? I'm like a 7. You know, I'm a 7 out of 10.
You're like a 7 out of 6.
Are you just complimenting me right now?
Yeah.
Are you complimenting me right now, Wyatt?
Yeah.
How dare you?
What?
How dare you, Wyatt?
People confuse me.
I'm a 7 out of 10.
No.
Wyatt, I'm a 7 out of 10 woman.
No.
Wyatt, look at
You're
me.
Better than that.
Wyatt,
I can't look at you if you're looking at me.
I'm a 7 out of 10 woman, right? I'm not going to get You're all those guys that are just there for the banging, but I'm not going to be there and everyone's going to be like turned like off by me, right? Because I'm a 7 out of 10.
6.
I'm not glopping on the makeup. I'm not pushing 7 up the boobs.
Out of 6.
You know, like maybe I'm wearing something athletic. Who knows?
With a fish.
And then I start putting in all my information, and it's all of my information. All the things that I like, all my interests, things that I'm good at, things that I'm looking for, right? And then I set a bunch of dates with a bunch of dudes that I like.
This seems very similar to the last idea.
I know, it's sort of similar.
Okay.
I set a bunch of these guys, and I think, I like that guy. I like what he's into. I like that guy. Set up the dates. I then wait at the location that we're supposed to meet. Maybe it's a restaurant. Maybe it's a park, you know?
Maybe it's a fishing launch. A fish boat.
That's where Spencer and Katya met.
Are you serious?
No.
That would've been pretty adorable.
I then sit there, see them show up. They sit there for however long, see that they're getting very sad, you know? They're like, oh, I got stood up on a Tinder date.
Hey there, try this wet towel.
Then I show up. I literally go up to them, sit next to them, and say, hey, I'm her. I'm sorry, but we're compatible. Let's be friends.
I feel like that might work half the time.
I know, right?
Which is pretty good.
Yeah. And then they're like, so you're into hockey?
And
like,
fishing?
Yeah. Like, and you're into like extreme sports? I'm like, yeah. And like, and you're into video games? I'm like, yeah. And like, and you're into like eating food and sitting around doing nothing? I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, shit, I guess we are friends.
Nice.
That's my plan.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, because I'm trying to, if there's a, if we're a highway right now, we're a 2-lane highway.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to take
the exit ramp.
The exit ramp away from you.
Wait, this sounds bad.
And onto an. Why? You missed my joke.
Wait,
it's
okay,
a joke that I was trying
I'll
to go away
again.
From you.
What?
Okay, we're. What? It's over.
Why?
You're just gonna have to listen to the podcast.
I don't. You mean like we're the 2-lane highway and you're taking the exit ramp?
Yeah.
What? Why did I start to cry?
No, Wyatt. No, I try to contact you.
It was
you.
Said.
I know. But I try to contact you so much and I try to get a hold of you so much because.
I mean, like, it's kind
of
like.
So we have a ton of friends around here and you're one of the good ones.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
I have like those highway barrier things up. You know they have in Vancouver, those big floppy things in the middle and you can't really see the other highway lane?
Yeah. You have some of those up?
I mean, like, I didn't put
Between
them
me and you?
Between me, like.
Between you and the opposite, and the opposite highway? And like the oncoming traffic?
And the other half of my brain.
Wow. So that means you can only think logically or think creatively one at a time?
No.
Is that why you're so bad at improv?
What do you mean? I'm excellent. I have a great wheezing grandpa expression. He's mad at the government.
Such and a kids. Bad story. Mm. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd really wish we could go longer, Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
But we shan't.
No.
Because
we got stuff to do.
Because we we said that we'd shorten the podcast.
I mean, are we at an hour and a half? Did I see that right?
No, we're not at an hour and a half. Good. I said that we'd shorten the podcast, and last week we didn't.
It was an hour long exactly.
We went straight back up to an hour, so we're going to end off here.
Okay.
Because some people, they don't want to listen to us for an hour. I wish we could go on forever.
Me too.
I wish that we could beat the world record for the longest podcast together.
We did it drunk.
Yeah, we probably would. You would see, our stages of like getting more drunk, and then like one of us would pass out.
24 hours later, hungover, still going.
Well, you know, we'd have to wake up pretty soon.
Well, like we could just take shifts.
And then we'd just be like super groggly.
We'd have that voice.
Water, give me water. I had way too much to drink last night.
Out of ideas.
All right, you want to sign us off?
All right, where's the book and pen? Paper and pen.
Here's a paper.
This is a book. All right, I was going to do a joke about signing.
You still can, what?
All right, here we go.
What? Right up to the...
Get a good page.
Nice. No, like...
What?
That's right, Spencer and Wyatt. We are signing off.
And that's all, folks.
Until next week.
Yep.
Same place.
Same time.
Same dudes.
Same day. Same hour. Wait, did I mess that up again?
I can't promise the hour.
Same week.
Oh! Same God week, damn. Same
what? What? Did we forget something?
Oh. No, I forgot to tell you something. Do you remember what was one of my things to improve on the podcast last week? It was the uploading it to YouTube part.
Oh, right. Yeah. What happened?
I spent a fair amount of time saving it to 1440p.
1440.
Right? And I figured out how to download it like that. And YouTube said it was all cool. And then I uploaded it to YouTube. It took like twice as long as it usually did. It then says your download's complete. Go to the video. Went to the video. 360p was the max. I spent so much time on it, and it's on 360p.
What happened? Did it fix itself or just?
I have no idea.
They're not going to be able to see our blanket fort.
I know.
In pristine definition.
I know. But I'll be back to 1080p. Maybe I'll go down to 720.
Gosh dang, YouTube.
Yeah, darn YouTube. I'll probably go down to 720.
The internet's against us.
Because it takes so long.
Yeah, that's probably good.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say thanks to Spencer in the future. Because I know I'm going to listen to this. Thanks to me.
I'd like to say thanks to Wyatt in future. Like the very, very like, distant future.
Like Christmas?
Yeah, like Christmas.
When you sit down.
And ignore my family.
Listen to this.
I mean, there'll be road trips. I'll listen to it in the car.
Good.
Yeah.
Down to Banfield.
Yeah. I should bring the podcast.
You should,
and make my whole class, all my classmates listen to it.
Yeah, I've done that before. Be it's like, not a good idea.
This is not that funny.
I've done that before. It's not a good idea.
Did you really? Who'd you do it to?
Not with our podcast.
Oh, okay.
With others.
Yeah, but like, that's the difference. This would be all right, our podcast.
I'm signing us off.
Okay.
This is the cutoff.
We're
right
done.
Here. No more stories.
Because it's going to be
thanks
a short episode.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Why, what do you got to say?
All right, I'm signing us off. This is it. No more stories.
Here we go.
I'm signing us off. Spencer, what do you have to say for yourself?
I have to say that you have to say something.
No, I just said something.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
TTFN.
Oh, dang it. I forgot. Are we still on? TTFN. Shut up for now.
I'm cutting it there.
No.
I'm cutting it there.
Dang it.